Thank you, Chair. Dear Chairperson, Excellencies, Honorable Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, it's my honor and pleasure to address for this distinguished audience of the 41st Conference. But firstly, I would like to take an opportunity and gratitude to outgoing Director General José Graciano da Silva for his commitment and leadership in fight against hunger in the world. Also, I am pleased on behalf of Ukraine to congratulate the newly elected Director General and wish to Dr. Zhu Dongyue all the best on his responsible and really important position in leading FAO and assisting member countries to Sustainable Development Goals achievement. Ukraine joined to Agenda 2030 and has launched the comprehensive and inclusive process of the SDGs implementation. I would like to emphasize a significant role of FAO in this process. We are thankful to the organizers of the conference for highlighting the close connection between migration, agriculture, and rural development. Migration is a part of the development process. Urbanization and deurbanization, migration within country and international migration. Migration caused economic, climate, and security issues became a reality. Each country case is individual. So what about Ukraine? Ukraine faces migration nowadays, and our country has undergone migration waves in past centuries. One-third of Ukraine's population live in rural areas, of which 3 million are employed in agriculture. The work of these people give us 15% of country's GDP and about 40% of total exports of the country. It should be noted that small and medium-sized enterprises in agriculture account for a half of agriculture output. A half. This is direct dependence on the provision of agriculture with employees and migration processes. And we welcome the attention that FAO pays to migration issues, including the minimization of consequences on the one hand and exploiting new opportunities on the other hand. And I am convinced that there are two priority tasks. First, improvement of the quality of rural life through rural development policy realization and strengthening the economic capacity of local communities. It's important to take measures for solving socio-economic and environmental issues as far as for enhancement, proper maintenance, and rational use of social, transport, communication infrastructure in rural areas. In Ukraine, with this aim, the Rural Development Plan 2025 was adopted. It is a broad document that includes some measures, and it also contains the measures for stimulation of off-farm activities. As well, within decentralization reform was changing both the budgetary system and the land relationship. The local authorities in Ukraine received more resources, but also more consciousness of responsibility for local development. The second point is inclusive employment expansion in agriculture sector, of course, taking into account the gender dimension. Therefore, the issues of support for small and medium agriculture entrepreneurship development, SMEs, including family farming, are crucial. Ukraine welcomes the United Nations initiative to determine family farm as a strategic priority for the decade. The agrarian policy of Ukraine is forming according to SDGs achievement and three regional goals. Support the development of SMEs is one of the key pillars. The concept of the farm development, small and medium, provides appropriate measures and tools. It also fixes the minimum amount of the state support for these very purposes, without, however, any limitation of access of farmers to other state programs. Today, the SME's budget is equal to one-fifth of the total agricultural budget of Ukraine. With the aim of creating jobs in agriculture, of course in rural areas, we're using some tools. Priority of access of resources for SMEs. Support of cooperative movement, value-added chains, development and market access. Stimulation of industries with a higher level of employment and high added value, like horticulture, berry production, livestock, dairy, meat sector. Assistance in adaptation to European Union standard. Maintenance in access to information, new knowledges, technologies, innovation. Funding of young farmers. Found Ukraine is actively involved in implementation of SDGs. Once again, I would like to thank to FAO for its efficient and fruitful work in Ukraine. Dear colleagues, I would like to wish to the organization and all the member countries prosperity and zero hunger. Thank you.